We're trying to make sure that unethical people remain ethical. Is that correct? That we're trying to define this in legislation when we should be defining it by educated voters. Being able to define whether the person that they're electing is representing their values or not. So we're going to...
That is not what I'm trying to do, and I understand, and I think there is a responsibility upon voters to do exactly what you said. What I'm trying to do is continue to reform ethics legislation to prevent some opportunities from influencing this process to arise. And that's what this bill does. Now, I think you make a very valid argument that at the end of the day, legislators are human, okay, and as such are fallible, okay? So what I want to do is work on this, but I think you're absolutely right. It is incumbent upon the voters to make sure that they're electing responsible, ethical, moral people, and that will always be a challenge, and I think that challenge has existed ever since this country was formed and will continue to be.
Okay, I want to set the stage here because now you've been in the legislature probably one of the longest serving members.
Yes.
How many times have we worked on ethics laws, statutes? I remember at least twice.
Oh, it's more than that. In fact, when I was running the first time in 1990, then Governor Ashcroft was out there pushing an ethics bill. At the time, it is an evolving body of work, I would say.
It's an evolving body of work because we write new rules, and then about 3 years later, everyone's figured out how to get around the rules that we lay out because we don't have a voting population that gets involved in the process to know where the money comes from, that gets involved with how each individual vote on certain issues. Now, the fact is under our current system, I think there's people being serving time and been indicted now under the current system. So what I think we're doing is we're doing something political to appease, to say to people that we're being ethical when, in fact, whatever we do, we will never be able to write laws to make people ethical because we have laws against drunk driving now, but we still have people drive drunk. We have laws that say that you must have insurance to drive. People drive without insurance. So we're in a situation here that we're responding to the fact that human beings sometimes sin, and we're trying to correct that, which will never be corrected, but we're coming in to say that we did something.
No, I don't think that's the case at all. And I think there are, I mean, you mentioned something that, you know, people should, as they vote, understand where the money comes from. Well, under our current system, that's extremely difficult to understand, you know, where money flows and how it flows. I mean, that's the reason that the committee-to-committee transfer is in here. That's the reason we put the notification within 48 hours electronically when money flows there. The notion that our staff, if they receive income from outside of this General Assembly, realizing that they have the ability to affect legislation, that ought to be disclosed.
But we knew that last year.
And I'm sorry?
You know, I realized that was unethical last year. You know, so, you know, I think it all falls back to we'll sit here and and I know what you're doing. We'll pass an ethics law, and then we'll figure out 3 years from now, people that are trying to be unethical, we'll figure out a way of getting around it. 3 years from now, we'll be back in here correcting things. This is an ongoing process. So I just want to make sure that
I have no illusion that this is the magnum opus of ethics bills that we will never, ever have to pass another one after this.
We are not going to fix the problem here. It is up. What will fix the problem is every one of us being held to a high standard by the people that elect us. That is what will fix this problem. By the educated voter sitting and looking at candidates and saying, this person represents my values and beliefs, and when he strays, he or she strays, then they hold him accountable.
Then
that is the ultimate ethics reform that we can pass upon this body is educated public.
So, and I think you should support this legislation, because that is exactly what it does. It adds transparency and allows the possibility for a more educated voter.
I hope it achieves that goal. I'll be glad to work with you on it, but the voter, I believe, should be the ultimate authority, and I hope that we don't put out the illusion that we fix the ethical problems at the state capitol, and the voter will take it upon themselves that they are the ultimate judge in these proceedings.
You know, and I appreciate that, but you could say the same thing about all the work that we do in this place. That,
correct.
You know, every bill that comes through here, it's the fix. Okay. Well, if it was the fix, we wouldn't have to come back here and work every day.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if we've been fixing stuff. Boy, maybe sometimes we ought to just leave things alone, because it seems like we mess up a lot of things and end up coming back and have to refix them.
Kind of like the mechanic that leaves a couple bolts loose so they have work in the future.
Yeah, but you try not to go back to that mechanic. So we need to quit electing those people that are leaving those bolts loose. So
good point.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cape Dry.